The new $3 million solid waste compactor will compress Sitka's garbage into bales to reduce the risk of shipping fires at sea. Last year, Alaska Marine Lines announced it would no longer allow several Southeast communities, including Sitka, to ship garbage in open-topped containers with limited compaction. Sitka contracts its solid waste shipment with Republic Services, one of the largest waste management companies in the country. Republic ships waste south from Southeast communities via Alaska Marine Lines and then hauls the trash to a landfill in Washington. Following AML's announcement, the city has been negotiating with Republic Services over who will foot the bill for the compacting equipment. City Administrator John Leach said the city has 10 years remaining of its contract with Republic Services, which puts the city in a tough spot with a tight deadline.
If we do nothing, we will more than double our shipping rates right now. That will be passed on to the ratepayer.
Most of the funding for the compactor would come from the Southeast Economic Development Fund, which was originally intended to bolster the local economy. It's been used to fund projects at the Betty Eliason Child Care Center, to the Fortress of the Bear, and the former Bibco Brewery, among others. But there's a stipulation in city code that lets the city use the money for municipal projects if it will lessen the rate and fee burdens on citizens. Leach said that's how the compactor qualifies. With a zero-interest loan from the CETA fund, rather than conventional financing, the rate increases needed to fund the project would be much smaller. Leach estimated that Sitkins would see an increase of around $4 a month on their solid waste bills. Mayor Steven Eisenbeiss thanked Leach for his efforts in negotiating with Republic Services and fighting a good fight to keep Sitkins from absorbing the cost of the compactor. But he said he couldn't support the use of CETA funding for the project.
In 2015, there was some changes made to allow this loan to, or this fund to loan to municipal entities. I wasn't in support of it at the time, and I'm still not in support of it. I think the reasoning stated that it's too hard to loan to economic entities. I think that's reason to change our process, not to loan ourselves our money. So I understand why you're coming for this fund. It seems to be the easy fund that everybody jumps for first because it's there and unallocated. I don't want this to be the, well, it's there, so let's use this, because this essentially kills the fund.
Eisenbeiss said he'd prefer to pay for the compactor with grant funding, but Leach said the tight timeline, with a December 31st deadline from AML, made finding grants for a compactor challenging. The conversation about the trash compactor brought up other issues with the transfer station and Sitka's garbage strategy. During public testimony, Joel Hansen called for a long-term plan.
That we don't, we can't look forward forever to having our waste delivered to southern Washington state.
And member Kevin Knox wanted to see more safety measures in place at the transfer station, following the recent killing of three brown bears that had become habituated to Sitka's municipal waste stream.
I would really like to see them do more of, and I think this is their bottom line, their responsibility is making sure that facility remains safe for public and the wildlife. There are some simple fixes that could have been in place given the increased bear activity that we've seen.
Assemblymember Dave Miller said the city would need to develop a sustainable long-term solution to managing its solid waste and be prepared to make those changes once the 10-year contract with Republic Services ends. And he said the risk of fires, as Sitka's former fire chief, was something that concerned him too.
You know, if those barge fires are interesting fires. You don't fight them very easily. When those things are stacked up full of garbage, or not even garbage, whatever's in those containers, they just burn until they burn out, basically. There's no way Sitka Fire Department's going to have a tough time dealing with that fire if it happens here.
Ultimately, the Assembly voted 4-2 in support of borrowing $3 million from the city's Economic Development Fund to buy the compactor, with Mayor Steven Eisenbeiss and member Kevin Knox opposed. The issue will come before the Assembly for a second and final reading in November. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine.